Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire broadcast, this podcast, is being recorded and aired for November the 2nd, 2024. I've got a wonderful question. You know, I get a lot of these questions during the course of a month, and depending upon what I talk about it, it often initiates a curiosity about me and what I do as a, shall we say, a common person in this world. And so this comes from Alden. He lives in, let me see, where does it say here? Virginia. I don't know if we've had anybody ever from Virginia. And Alden asked this question. He in his email to me, talks about listening to me for quite a while. And he said, this is interesting. As the world has become the way it is in society, and with the degradation, as you put it, of our culture, do you ever feel like quitting? It just doesn't seem to resonate to most of us. And even if it did, there wouldn't be enough of us, he said, to do anything about it. Alden. So what he's talking about is the practice, working on ourselves, love, that whole thing. And that's basically what he's talking about here. Alden, it never crosses my mind to quit my own practice. It doesn't, ever. Not ever. It is a part of the whole scheme of this lifetime for me, the biggest part being that of being an authentic seeker, someone who is looking deep within oneself and to find the means for awakening. Now, that never ends. My time at hospice or with people who are, shall we say, very difficult and very frightened, my students, it does cross my mind. I often think of, well, what good am I really doing here? But then I realize that that's Gregory Edward, and he is the one that is always looking for some fruit from the tree that he thinks he planted. And when I recognize that, which I do very quickly, I really come to a place within me where I understand that if I allowed the human part of me, the Gregory Edward Penn part of me, to influence me to do anything, to teach or to do this podcast or all the other things I do that you probably don't know much about or that I do at all, then I would probably retire. But that's not true. I just wouldn't do that. As my job is, and I remember being a little boy watching this thing on Disney when I was a kid, Johnny Appleseed. And I tell my students this, I realize you're not going to do anything more with your lives than you're doing. And they're not. They're lazy, they're afraid, they're absolutely gravitated towards the whole idea of their human nature. They try to change their human nature with their practice, which can't be done. They just don't understand the ways and the means of the inner work, and nor do they really care to. They hear it when I'm teaching, but they can't take it and put it into their persona, their ego. They're petrified. They're like petrified rocks. They can't go any further than what they are doing. They don't care to. They're concerned about many things, mostly about their health right now because they're old. And they're just looking at what's left of their life and what can they do to have some more fun before they die. I am not responsible for a person's life. I'm not responsible for how they live it. I'm not responsible for how they perceive the practice. I am responsible for delivering the means and the method of the practice, and that's it. That's as far as I can go. Now, to go any deeper, would require their attention. And I do offer them deeper things. But what they do with it is they forget it quickly. They have no place to hold it. So I don't look at that as a point of, I am here to teach you things that I want you to believe in and live, and then I will be feeling good about myself and I can go out in the world and think I'm a success. I don't have that mentality. I dropped that many, many years ago. When you're a teacher of the way, you're always dropping bombs on people, things that they don't like, in fact, that they hate. And if it were really to be known, Alden, the truth of the whole thing is they don't like me at all. In fact, they probably, many of them hate me because I'm not saying the things they want to hear and I'm not giving them encouragement in their ego and telling them, yes, what your ego accepts, you can know is the truth and you can go and that will change your life. I don't try to mesmerize my students with the idea that you could have a better life if you did what I told you to do. So my work is very different than, let's say, an average person who is doing this, you know, minister thing. I don't do that. What I try to do with them is treat them straight and give them the straight poop, as I say. And while they not real thrilled about that straight poop and what I have to say and what I offer to them, they begin to realize a little bit within themselves that they need work. Now, maybe in another lifetime, they will pick that up. They won't know it was me. It doesn't matter who it was. But they will have that inkling like I did when I came into my body in this lifetime. Who knows who prompted me, who helped me, who inspired me? I don't know. It isn't important. What is important is that seeds were placed within me and they were important seeds. And that's my job with my students, just to lay the seeds. They're confused, they're bewildered, they're frustrated because they want to get it through their ego, through their body, their mind, their perpetual fears. They want to have a better life, and you can't have a better life through the body. You can only have the opportunity for life through the body, but not a better life. And that opportunity is to awaken, to see what's going on within oneself, and then to realize how to correlate that with what's going on within us. It's a matter of developing something called consciousness. And a lot of people just aren't interested in that, especially in this day and age, Alden. It just is the way it is in this world, and I have accepted that. I don't have a mission to make people understand. I have a tremendous amount of respect for people who sit and listen to me, like you right now. I have a tremendous amount of sorrow at the same time because I know that it's going to frustrate you. When Jesus said in the book of Thomas, when you find, meaning find your awakening, find your true essence, find the insight to understand this whole big thing called our life, you will be troubled. And if you look at his teachings, you will see that they were not the old Tony Robbins thing where you can do it and get out there and, you know, manifest your dreams and all that other kind of crazy stuff. No. You'll see he was talking about something entirely different. And if you really listen to him, you will understand why they crucified him, why the people who were there wanted Barabbas over Jesus. You will truly understand, because he was not, in their mind, the Messiah they were looking for. That's another story altogether. Anyway, thank you, Alden, for listening. I hope this helped, and I hope it helped those of you who chose to hear this podcast today. Have a beautiful day. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. And as always, As always, please forgive me. Namaste.